Z approximately 2 to 9 galaxies magnified by the Hubble Frontier Field Clusters 2. Luminosity functions and constraints on a faint end turnover, by R.J. Bowens et al. We present new determinations of the rest UV luminosity functions, LFs, at Z equals 2 to 9 to extremely low luminosities, greater than minus 14 mag, from a sample of greater than 2500 lensed galaxies found behind the HFF clusters. For the first time, we present faint end slope results from lensed samples that are fully consistent with blank field results over the redshift range Z equals 2 to 9, while reaching to much lower luminosities than possible from the blank field studies. Combining the deep lensed sample with the large blank field samples allows us to set the tight constraints on the faint end slope alpha of the Z equals 2 to 9 UVLFs in its evolution. We find a smooth flattening in alpha from minus 2.28 plus or minus 0.10, Z equals 9, to minus 1.53 plus or minus 0.03, Z equals 2, with cosmic time, D, alpha, DZ equals minus 0.11 plus or minus 0.01, fully consistent with dark matter halo buildup. We utilize these new results to present new measurements of the evolution in the UV luminosity density rho, UV, brightward of minus 13 mag from Z9 to Z2. Accounting for the SFR densities to faint luminosities implied by our LF results, we find that unobscured star formation dominates the SFR density at Z greater than 4, with obscured star formation dominant thereafter. Having shown we can quantify the faint end slope alpha of the LF accurately with our lensed HFF samples, we also quantify the apparent curvature in the shape of the UVLF through a curvature parameter delta. The constraints on the curvature delta strongly rule out the presence of a turnover brightward of minus 13.1 mag at Z3, minus 14.3 mag at Z6, and minus 15.5 mag at all other redshifts between Z9 to Z2. This was Z approximately 2 to 9 galaxies magnified by the Hubble Frontier Field Clusters 2. Luminosity functions and constraints on a faint end turnover, by R.J. Bowens et al.